Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy greetings to you, my dear friends. Another time, we have an opportunity that we can communicate with each other. Thank you for tuning in. As we know, life is limited. And a lot of times, it is evident that people forget the limitation on life. Those of us that concentrate on the liberty we have in life, and we get to remember and bear in mind, some of us, that we have a limit, a time limit on which we will be here talking in this way or in any other way, right? So we are now under the privileged time when we are able to think and talk and share our views with each other. You're listening to The Cosmic Philosopher. You're listening to the Block Talk Radio Show. And good to be here. Now, it becomes very depressing to me to find myself in a state of mind when I think of some ultimate things and the imposition of the life that we are living. I just think about the things that afford us to live, you know, and within the time of our consciousness, think of what makes us live. Look at, oftentimes we may be doing exercise, physical exercise, and we do yoga. Yoga is about, it is both tangible and intangible. Because as far as I learned from some yoga exercise, there are some functions that are going on in our biological body, the tangible part of us. And I noticed that there are some connections between is happening inside of our physical mechanism and are interacting the physical with the spiritual part of us. So our body, like our hands and fingers and eyes and breathing and stuff like that, that's the tangible part of us. However, we need to use our bodies to do something a lot of times, not all the times, because we are make up automatically for our body and our thinking to, they work automatically. But being that we are not a stationary life and have a very complex mind and body function, we were created to work according to the history, not Bible now, not talking about Bible. Because what Bible is saying is not for civilized people to participate in. I'm talking about the civilized thinking and what we have learned, like from the ancestors, things that they did. Working physically and, you know, do exhausting type of maneuver. The function that we do, if we were not civilized and awakened and conscious, we couldn't do anything. Because if your mind is not sound, for you to function like a civilized organism, then we would be useless. All right. So what I'm saying is about yoga, some things that I see they would teach us to do, I, who never accustomed to that, wonder to myself, why they are doing that? I don't see any reason why we have to do that. But I began to learn that if you don't do some workout, you know, you all kind of things begin to happen to you. You need to do some physical action to let your body stay in the right type of position so that we can function both tangible and intangible. And we do understand, or I understand, the reason for us to do a little exercise, because we were created to work, and work gives us exercise. And like they would say, well, then your eye, you need to look to your left and look like looking behind you, and come to the right and do the same thing. Look to your right, you know, and by looking and trying to see more of behind you, that gives the eye some exercise. I mean, when I hear that for the first time, you know, I say, oh, you know, I see it makes sense. All right. I'm saying all of that to bring us to our consciousness of civilized living. Our ancestors who've been here and gone, and bring right on down the line procreation activities that causes us to live from one generation to another. And they pass on to us a lot of information. Now, how did the passing of information from our ancestors of, say, 100,000 years ago? First of all, to trace your actions, your physical action, and keep your health and feel strong, it comes from the fact that we were created so. You didn't just speak it up. Just happened somewhere along the midway, right? No, we have to go to the top of our beginning and where we were set up this way to be able to do all these things I'm trying to explain to you. So we didn't start down the line to do these things because we were made up this way. And we learn to talk because of the blood that make us to live. All right? But before we, human beings, were created, there was microscopic life. And after microscopic life are the hominid life form that we call the monkeys, right? Yes, the monkeys, different types of monkeys, right? Now, when we were created, a different form of life different from the monkeys, and we are made up by a taxonomic blood system. The hominid represents one taxonomic blood DNA system. And the way the population come about, it comes about first by the first species then. We're not talking about the microscopic creation. Talking about when the microscopic give birth to the hominid primates. Now, the hominid beget offspring like Homo erectus. You follow? They were the first species. That's what the World History textbook says. Now, I cannot say the things I'm saying to somebody who have no idea. There was a first hominid species before even the gods left Nibiru and came down to Eridu. Under at the Persian Gulf. These are ultimate place in time that we are to remember, because if you stray away from the chronological setting or time, we are not going to be able to speak, sound, and identify proper things in our lives. So we have to go by these historic time that label who is alive at such a time. So now we know we have the first life form after we have dry lands. We have the microscopic beings. There was no other life form that we are taught about. And they live for like a few billion years, the microscopic things. All right. Until 3 to 4 million years ago that the microscopic gives evolutionary life to the monkeys. Now, microscopic things have not died out, but I imagine a lot have died out. However, follow the life multiplication and beginning, the beginning and multiplication. So, one at a time, the life form of the microscopic world, the microscopic went on for billions of years, let's say like almost 4 billion years, a long time. And then came the first life form that is the hominid species. Follow the chronology, because I assure you that nobody in the world out there is making any sense unless they go by this rule of life form. So the microscopic was not labeled a species. Microscopic in the world history does not count the microscopic in the classification of hominid species. This is the first species with taxonomic quality. When did the next species came about? Well, It took a long time after 3 to 4 million years before the human species came about. That makes it two species that we have in the world is a textbook. It doesn't mean that whatever other creature that is there, you might ask, so what about these animals, the cows and stuff? That comes under the animal beast evolution, right? So human being is not counted into any of the hominid species. Human being has no connection, okay? However, the monkeys are a number of gorillas and all kind of monkeys that came about from the microscopic time, right? So that's what we have to use as to know what life form have existed to where we are today. So now we have the microscopic and we have the primates, hominid primates. And the hominid primates developed in South for like some 3 to 4 million years ago. World history textbook material. I am not and will not unless I am I'm slipping or something, but I would not knowingly say it differently. I'm saying it specifically and saying it and repeating it so that at least if I get it wrong one time, I'll be corrected the next time, right? Or the next time. So if you notice by now, you should be able to remember that I talk about the dry land, that is after water recede and leave us land and ocean around us. All right? So we have on dry land the first life form. If you notice, I don't say I don't say species when I talk and said after we have dry land the first life form. I said life form, not species, but life form. You can't forget that, because most argument that people are having over the world is based on Bible. Don't use Bible as in the same context. I am talking about the ultimate life system. Planet was here billions of years, right? A whole lot of billions of years before there was nothing before the planet came about in this system that we are on here having our ride all the day of our life. The motion of the earth. You know, this is a brain rocking thing for especially we as human beings. But as we continue to expand and learn these things that I know, I was never going anywhere at one time when I was younger. I wasn't thinking about these things I'm talking about. Nobody wasn't saying them. But it is later as I begin to read, gradually my mind begin to absorb some knowledge about things that were too, shut away from my hearing and my perception. All right? So I want you to get the idea about where we are coming from. And this is a big, big knowledge that if nobody introduced you to it, you won't find your way, although it would be simple. But with a system on Earth in our time where you will have to go into certain kind of study that open up your mind to the planetary body and the planets around you and all these kind of stuff. Otherwise, we will never make well to understanding and speak coherently and knowledgeably and coherently as to the existence of when we look around and stuff like that and see the clouds with. Last night I was looking at the cloud and trying to see, you know, I can only see limited amount of what is up there. And I think when you are in a place that is dark at night, you notice we don't see stars in the daytime. You look up and you see more stars than you will ever be able to count. And if you can see so many stars looking so small, and clearly think about the space that the Earth takes up. Think about that. That you're living here, let's say, in Jamaica or in, you know, America or something like that. It's hard for you to perceive and you know, your mind be expand for you to know the difference between this country, that continent, and so forth, right? So it's difficult to understand the world that you live in and to keep yourself in a state of mind where you don't speak drunk and you don't talk, you know, uncertain things that you have not learned the knowledge of. All right. It's the reason why it's kind of nice when after I live so long, 60, and begin to read and able to understand, you know, the difference between many entities and issues, I can make some sense here. When I look and see the sun coming up in the morning in the eastern hemisphere and go down in the western hemisphere and able to make sense. All right, so what I want to come around to is this concerning our perception of the planet that we are living on, and when we look and see the night sky, in the daytime you see the sun, and sometimes you see the moon at night, and sometimes you see the moon in the daytime as well. But, you know, in the daytime, when you see the moon, you know, it's serving its purpose, but you notice in a dark night, when you have the moon, you can see a lot of things because of the brightness of the moon, right? So the moon is like the protector of the Earth or something like that, and serve a lot of knowledge as to like the four seasons of the year, right? So when we can see the Earth in a reduced form and the time and the purpose that it serves, now you becoming a good, a knowledgeable human being to understand around you. One time you were in your mother's belly and now you are out and you're able to make sense of the world around you and stuff like that. Okay. So I want to simplify our life, the development of our life, and it comes from when we know, we come to know that the Earth was covered with water, and after a while, some of the water receded, and we have different dry lands here and an ocean around us, right? No, that's as far as you go on the planet, is to walk on dry land. There's only two places. Walk on dry land, whether you're in a hill or on a flat surface. And the only thing you're going to do, if you go out in the ocean, you would have to sail around, follow the ocean, and takes you back right here where you started. Now, there's a reason why I'm saying this thing. I'm saying this thing because there are a lot about life and the human life that we need to know, right? And I'm trying to now move forward from those two elements of life that I talked to you about. And that is the microscopic things that comes with the dry land. And for about three to four million years ago, right? There's quite a few things that you have to like simplify here, but the central thing that happened that our mind can easily absorb is the fact that there was no water, there was no dry land, and there came dry land, and then the microscopy come with the dry land, and the microscopic ages, which is like a few billion years, then we have the hominid that comes from the microscopic era, right? They evolve, the monkeys. And it is one of the most rare knowledge that the human being of today, and follow me carefully now, because there are certain things that I won't be able to talk about right now, but the central thing that we need to know. Your brain can expand well enough to absorb the basic primary things on which many other complexity is rest in them. But I can't go there now. But if you just get the primary structure of the feature of life form, the first life form, the microscopic, the second life form is a species, monkeys, many monkeys. There was nobody else but that entity here. All right. Now, we have a time that developed once the hominid monkeys was resident in Africa and left Africa and go up into Europe. What could they do as monkeys? Make stone tools and light a fire. And that was what enabled them to leave South Africa and go up into Europe and maybe into Asia too. Now, if you are going to talk outside of that, I don't want to hear that music, because confusion is going to destroy you if you don't go by the structure of what we are now enjoying our predecessors who are civilized send this information to us. And I tell you, you couldn't go to monkeys for them to tell you this, because they are not civilized. They don't have that mental capacity to know what I am saying right now. and there was nobody around to talk that anything civilized and to make any kind of a sense with monkeys until a certain time. So you talk about the chronological time, and I tell you two dimensions. I'm going to tell you about another dimension that has nothing to do with civilized life, right? So I'm going to like explain that. Now, we have visitors from the heavens that came to Earth. The monkeys went into Europe. When did that happen? 445,000 years ago was when this happened. I want to read it to you. And don't forget it, because the chronology is important, that you separate the microscopic and the hominid. You got to separate the time, right? So now I'm going to go to this third thing that happened. It's not going to be human being. Human beings still don't come on the earth. Yeah, there was no human being. But the monkeys were, right? That's why it's important for you to, like, segregate these different things that I'm telling you. And it's just like three or four different kind of things. The microscopic, and before the microscopic, there was only water, right? And what come with the dry land is the hominid monkeys, right? And during the space of hominid monkeys and human being, right between that is the visitors from another planet. Now, if you think that nobody else is not out there, and when you look at, but us, only us on but the monkeys or human being was not here yet. If you look up there above you at night, where you can see like billions of stars, and you don't think that monkeys are up there or something else like monkeys, then that would not be a good outlook or probability. Because why would the little planet Earth have these things, but nowhere on no other planet are these things, when it is highly possible that when civilization come to Earth at a certain time, 445,000 years ago, if you think that there is no other civilized people out there, you're wrong. You're wrong, because I can tell you by reading now, Mars, and between Jupiter and Mars, there was a planet there, not anymore, because there was a collision, celestial collision that happened. Right between Jupiter and Mars, and you can go out there at the asteroid belt, look for the asteroid belt, and you will see these debris from an accident between Jupiter and Mars to confirm that something happened and that the Earth was a part of that planet that inherit the sea that is around this planet. And a moon was attributed to this planet by the celestial gods. So you are seeing things that your mind can absorb and know that record of those things are made. But how do we know? Who start writing anything? Well, I tell you what, monkey didn't start writing anything. But I tell you that after the monkeys came, no human being was around. What came? The visitors from a planet out there in the outskirts of Pluto. Yeah, I think it's Pluto. Out further than Pluto. And these were civilized beings that came to Earth for a purpose to mine gold. They wanted to traffic gold from the Earth back to their planet. They'll need a lot of gold, and the Earth happened to have a lot of gold. They were able, the very highly civilized beings that was never on Earth as it is. So these visitors came here, and they are equipped with all kind of engine, vehicle, chariots, and they came with a load of their own civilization, what they call them, Anunnaki, came to Earth. So human beings were not here, and they were in South Africa. Well, they came down to the Persian Gulf, and adjacent to this is a place that we call Eridu. Eridu, today in history, is the first city by the gods, these people here. Now, if you can't if you cannot absorb that this is the fact in history, it's up to you. I'm not preaching to anybody. I'm trying to beg you some money in a plate and all that. I'm not asking anybody to send me a contribution. Never, ever. Because I have been raised up in ignorance, the ignorance of church, Christian church, when I begin to read and understand what I'm reading, I'm about age 60. That was when I began to read and know what I am reading, because a lot of people are reading, but they are on another frequency, because the Bible that we have been raised up and taught about animals, all kind of different animals. The Bible is not primarily telling us about civilization. There is no civilization in the Bible. And even if the Bible is writing about civilized something, you won't understand it in a civilized sense. Because if you talk about Jesus, the Son of God, that is nothing civilized. Surely not. Anyway, so I'm not begging anybody to listen to me and for any other reason other than the one that I am used to speak of what I have learned in civilized history. Okay. So now, where I'm supposed to go. I'm coming now to where I tell you that we pass the microscopic life, and we come to the hominid species life form. Right? So we have three life forms. I cover two now. And I am going to come to another earthly life, that to make it the third life form and two species, the hominid. And we will come to the human species. Not yet. Because before the human species, are the gods, or the Elohim that you even read about in the Bible. And when you read about it in the Bible, it doesn't make any real sense to you, because it the Bible design on creation is not to talk about the real physical gods, them that come to earth and perform a lot of establishments that were never here at all. There were no civilized things around before the gods came here. But there was the monkeys in Europe since 1.5 million years. Now, I get this from the World History textbook, and it's the reason why I am not the best illustrator. But at the rate that proper illustrators are so scarce, there is not enough out there to go around to make us all know. Well, it so happened that I, who developed an interest to find out what me poor little guy don't know and unable to think about, there came a time when the mind in my brain stuck into me. So almost I explained that, besides just that among us who are talking, there is the creator that is responsible for us. Creators that are apart from their need to do their mission, and because their own workers fail to continue with the flow of the work that they were doing, turn their scientists to seek to make call primitive worker. Primitive worker that could handle the level of work that they perform. It was a big task. But what is important about what I'm saying is that these creatures, these gods, and when we say gods, it's not really talking about a spirit that fly around or something like that. We're talking about, it was naturally and factually beings that are animated, just like we human being here today, not like white people, not like them, not white gods, okay? I'm not saying that there could not be light complexion of them, because we human beings are created with what is called ethnic group that belongs to the same blood, right? We have sapien trace blood, right? And we did not come in creation mixing up white monkeys together with human beings. We are separate. So the language come down to us and make this distinction. And if you have the sense to make distinction, you cannot mingle with the things in the Bible, especially New Testament. Most of the Old Testament, the same. You don't have any use for them kind of writing or communication, what they are having in there. That's not for us. But the intent
And the channel of intent that brought about talking human being, we call the hybrid human being, have nothing to do with the monkeys. And whatever happened to monkeys that they look like human being and talking. So a lot of things happen that is easily remove us from off the frequency of human hybrid frequency. Okay? And something has happened to human being after we were created. Serious things have happened to us. All right, but I still have not gotten to the human creation yet. I want to tell you about the gods from the outer planet that came here, and I tell you the relevance of this place out there that I tell you, you can Google and see the spot between Jupiter and Mars. It has a round circle, look like a golden ring. And it is called the bracelet. It looks like an ornament. And it is from that spot that we see a lot of, what they call it, meteorites floating all over the place sometimes, especially at night. That's where the problem happens. So you can always have a connection to knowledge of the outer world and we here on Earth. So now let me tell you about what took place after the monkeys were already left Africa and go into Europe. Europe didn't have nothing there. There was no like civilized life or anything. Okay? It was only these hominid monkeys that went up from Africa because the place was too warm and they want a warmer place. And they now developed to able to make a fire and go up into Europe and able to keep warm. That's what they wrote in the World Literature Textbook. Whether it is true or not, but whatever they're thinking to write that, either true or false, I relate that because there's nothing else that I know. All right? After a while, like I say, it's 1.5 million years ago, they Africa and go up into Europe. Don't forget it, because you're going to really appreciate what I'm saying at this juncture until I go a little further. I want to tell you that according to history, while they were up in Europe, they're monkeys, they are not human, there were no thing about humanity yet. The gods came down, touched down in the Persian Gulf, make up a place over this place called, and until today, you Google E-R-I-D-U, you will see that is the first city on planet Earth, civilized city. And the gods spent some time over in Eridu. Today they call that Mesopotamia, Iraq. That's the spot that the gods, they spent some time and set up the place there. But they go right into South Africa for the gold because they wanted to like do the gold mining from the ocean, but it was too difficult. So they decided to put their search of gold
into South Africa. And South Africa turned out to be a place that we here today have the liberty to go into South Africa and see the place where our God's ancestry did their mission over there. And there is a link that we can use also to see the type of transaction that they did over there. You could see it is not something that human being could do. And the place is about twice the size of Texas. Who don't want to see that? For me, just seeing the picture of it and have a sound sense of observation, there's nothing to doubt about the story that I'm telling you. Now, so those guys came before mankind ever exists or thought about. And this is what is written today about their visit to Earth when there was no human being around. This is what Zechariah teaching when time began, talking about when man time began, not like Genesis that is telling about God in the beginning of the earth, make sun and moon up in the air and make it sound like it is something. And when we don't know a history, like what I'm talking to you about, you have to just swallow what the Bible say. But if you are exposed to a wider sense of knowledge, you will know that what is in the Bible is a lie. And you will now open your mind to reading knowledge and not believing foolishness that they're preaching to you. Right? So before mankind came about, before these gods create human being to work for them, this is how it is introduced to us of their existence here on earth. This is what it says by Zechariah Sitchin. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. As revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Sound like foolishness to you? Because all what it says here is out there on planet Earth for people to see it and affirm. Yes, not human being. That is above any human being at all. Okay? Human being have been created by these gods came to earth. And they don't resemble monkeys. So there's nothing to confuse about this. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zechariah Sitchin draws
remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. If you have been around on the planet Earth today, and you have not seen anything that you cannot attribute to any kind of civilized human beings. Human beings are never that clever, because, well, like I tell you, that it is these gods that came on Earth and started civilized establishment. Monkey was here millions of years ago, and they ended up in Europe. What do you read about them whilst they are in Europe? I haven't read anything about them that they did, except that they went up to Europe and they were settlers in Europe. The only thing that I know about these monkeys species in Europe is aftermath of things that they have done without properly writing a history of what their experience is. My friends, this is a point where I want you to understand the different time, okay, or the chronologic time when these things, the major things, took place that today we have the experience that we are having now, today. So you got to get this sequence to get you to where we are here today. Otherwise, don't talk anything about Jesus and God, because those are just lies. Lies. And there's a reason for it, because now you know that civilization that makes human being talk for the first time on Earth, today we find out that these hominid primates have evolved into a different type of a creature. And it is such long time ago that they were able to indulge into sexual and blood transfer issues that they interbreed with the sapien first they were the first to develop. They were the first to develop from the original hominid. Right? All right. The monkeys, lest I am getting fuzzy right here. The hominid beget a subgroup called Homo erectus. That is what they represent, that they were right? That's what they were. So so the white people that you see here today, trace them in the World History textbook. They wrote that they developed and they call themselves Homo erectus. And being in Africa for millions of years, there was nothing that what they wrote today about themselves then is that they could only make stone tools, and they were known as Homo erectus. That's coming on close to our time, from a set of beings that were developed 3 to 4 million years ago. 1.5 million years ago, that was when they left Africa and go up into Europe. They were not talking. They were grunters. Whatever sort of upright walking ape they were, the gods came, never go up into Europe. Like I told you, they touched down into the Persian Gulf and set up themselves over in Eridu, the first city on earth. Now, where you want to go with this? Now that I tell you, in this space between hominid and human being, sapien, right? Because hominid is the monkey species, is their ID, all right? And the gods came, and the gods not counted like a local life. So therefore, they have nothing in common with the monkeys. However, when the gods created us 200,000 years ago, a little before the gods, since the gods been here, a little before they create mankind, you know that the gods came and touched down here and civilized things began to happen, like a week, a month, a year. All these things we are getting information on these things because the gods came 445,000 years ago. That's where we have earthly accounted time off. It doesn't come from anything else. Because if you're there and you're going to church and stuff like that, it's not the place for you if you're a civilized person. Now, so we are created, and we have now 200,000 years ago that we were created from the Adam and Eve history. All right? So right as we are here, we were created 200,000 years ago. And if we come off of that, where are you going to go with it? So I am trying to finish now the two species, the hominid species, and now we have between the hominid species and the human species that the gods created. So we have gods, the gods go between that only have connections to the gods, to the people, the human that they created. So these these hominid white people, because of a meddling with another species' blood, and begin to create some kind of other creatures by using a strange blood. So before they came to the second subgroup of the hominid, not of the hominid, that's going backward. The human species is named and branded sapiens. Human beings come from sapiens bloodline, not out of hominid monkeys bloodline or taxonomic. It's a very important juncture for us to understand. Now, as you can see, I struggle a bit to get it all straight because I'm not as sound as when I was younger, but I can tell when I'm touching a red button and come back to the right button so that you're not left with some confusion. So I am telling you now, we know the difference. Now, if you want to read some whole bunch of a Calabash Bible and stuff like that people have out there talking about, it doesn't sound like what I am talking about here. You know what I mean? Everything that I'm saying is what I now hold as knowledge and believe in. Not like when I was in church and just believed in everything that they are saying and I had no clue by reading and let it line up with what words are saying. The Bible don't line up with what words are saying because God in the Bible cannot be traced to any God. Neither can we trace to a begotten son of God. It's not true. These white people that you see out there, they're monkeys. That's their origin, monkeys. But they want to be better than who they are. They seek to be above who they are. And so, if we don't get the information correctly, and we pick up all of these churches, you see how many churches out there? Yeah, it proves to you it's not a civilized thing. Something happened down the road, like especially 100,000 years ago. A lot of things happened coming along the line, and we have got to trace these chronology. And when things of importance happen that is causing and making havoc of our development, there are those of us today now who have suffered greatly from what these white people have done, because now they say they are ruling the world now. How are they ruling the world? If you trace where we are coming from, how do you accept that these white people are human beings? You're taking over our sapiens name. That's what they are doing. And what they are doing doesn't rest on anything civilized. No civilization at all in what they are doing until they convince us because of the disease that they use on us. Right now, you can't deny that these white people using their disease that come off of them in their origin till this day, they are using it against the civilized people today, right now. Because there is hardly any of the African hybrid people who are untouched from brain delusion. I was under the influence too. But there came a time, I'm about 60 years of age, and because we are from the gods and the heavenly species, some of us, based on how we are thinking, we can be revived by following potency of words and the ingredient in the word. We have what is called pineal eye inside behind our eye socket. We are looking at external things, just like we smell and do other things. Yeah, we hear, right, see, and smell, and taste. These senses, they say like about 6 senses or so, they are used to send external signal into the pineal glands. Your reason and things like that come from your pineal glands. In the back of your 2 eye socket there, it's a small little computer is there. And disease, and let me tell you this, because this is kind of a secret. And when you hear things and even read things and don't know enough about what you're reading, it means that something is wrong with your pineal eye. Your eye inside, behind these 2 eyes that you're looking and observing outside. Because there are a lot of people who are blind, but they are training to like connect a person who is blind to bring in sounds that mean certain things to their inner eye. And blind people can do a lot of wonderful things, but you know what they are missing. So what I'm saying now is that the African people who were created 200,000 years ago, I'm showing you something, and it may be a little too hard to understand by some people, but I am trying my best. I'm bringing into you the fact that when we were created 200,000 years ago, after 100,000 years, there's a lot of development over the first 100,000 years, if you understand what I'm saying. Our Creator decides to send some of us to the Western Hemisphere, like that is going from Africa coming up to the West. Western Hemisphere, right? And while we were coming, before we started to journey, there was these primates out prowling and begin to make connection with our ancestors. And they have done enough to acquire our blood. And that would be basically the last of our species, because we were infected with their disease as we were coming to the Western Hemisphere. And later on, after they were able to, of course, like I told you before, we were leaving Africa. In that space of time there, back up a little from back up a bit into the first civilized time, 100,000 years civilized time. Back up a bit into that type, into that time, coming to, you know, coming to the second beginning of our one of the 2,000 years that we are in now. Back there, before we started out to come to the Western world, these hominids, they dragged our first subgroup, sapien, our ancestor, sapien, had begotten the Neanderthal subgroup. And these hominids catch our first subgroup, Neanderthals, and interbreed with them for quite a few thousand years until they lost the appearance of their broad face monkey. The flat-faced man of Kenya, the history described them to be. So now, if that hadn't happened, I haven't seen anything that would cause us, the second sapien. Because remember now, the Neanderthals is the sapien subgroup, sapien species subgroup, the first sapien subgroup. That's who these monkeys caught and interbreed up with them, because the Neanderthal was not the same as us talking, because they didn't speak a language. But they were the first subgroup, sapien subgroup. Okay? So come down to when we begin the second 100,000 years now. So today, I would say 100,000 years ago, all right? That's when we are leaving Africa, that the monkeys came after us. By then, they look like they are human beings. Yeah, because they go through a lot of recycling of themselves with our species. It wasn't going to happen another way except this way, because, like I said, if they did not take on so much of the genes and chromosomes of our sapien species, I don't think they could ever do anything with our blood. But this is what they did. And when we were now on our way from Africa to the Western Hemisphere, yeah, they begin to use our blood to crossbreed. These white people that you see right here, the reason why they are behaving and intermarrying and stuff like that with the African people and play like they don't like black people, It's simply because we don't know what they have done. And when you read in the Bible that talk about the talking serpent, they are the talking serpent that you're reading about in the Genesis scripture. But how long have we been taught that? That the word of it, the Bible, Christian Bible, is the word of God. And they talk about Christianity like Christianity is of the God of heaven that came down on earth. But they are twisting our perception to think that when you talk about God in the Bible, you're talking about a real God. That's not what they're talking about. Because they were of the real gods, the Elohim, they wouldn't be doing the kind of stuff that they are doing. I mean, because look, they don't regard, look at how nasty these white people are. Look at how nasty they are. Their culture is one that they don't savor the togetherness with male and female. They don't. And if you don't pay attention, you won't see that they have adopted looking like we who are the second subgroup. They interbreed with our first sapien subgroup, the Neanderthals. And once they were through with them and look enough, get as much as they could get out of them, they kill them. And then lie about it is us, the sapien. They say we are the one who kill the Neanderthals, our brethren from the same blood. That's what they do. That's what they wrote. That we are the more civilized people, but they don't tell that the Neanderthal is our sapien blood. They don't say that. They make it seem like Neanderthal come from a different species. That's what these white people are doing. If you don't know the amount of stuff that they are doing to sink us African sapien people, we will go on until we die. And you know what? We were only created to work, to be good primitive workers. We don't worth anything else. Unless we become a people, don't follow after what these white people are after. Okay? Because what they do up to this point is to pollute our thinking. And it is their blood that they have used to infect our body system. Our brain is definitely not what it was. And it is, you know what, it is not likely that many of us will change. Because you see, our people are gone into homosexuality. How can they be human being exactly like our hybrid seed? We are hybrid because we are mixed with the sapien's blood and the blood of the gods. Now, the sapien did not come from the monkey. It is illustrated into our history. The origin, being sapien, is not exactly. Our blood is not exactly as the Neanderthals, but in the primary sense, we are could not be human being, just being offspring of Neanderthal sapiens. We could not. It's the mixture of the sapiens blood mixed with the gods' blood that make us human being. When they come and begin to use our blood to be the best type of what they can be, now you're looking at these white people and why they are white people or whatever it is. Now listen, I was in a certain situation where a couple of white people and maybe two or three white people, African people, I mean hybrid indigenous people, all of us sit around a table. And it was a situation where we would sit at the same table, you know, like day after day or stuff like that. And so we are kind of a team, you know, to each other. We don't go on with no racist thing. So one day, one of these hominid white lady, pretty much in age, and at one juncture, she relate to when she had her baby, one child or something like that, but she had a baby. And she said, when her baby was born, she said, I'm not making this up. I say, I am not making this up, because you know what? I was a little reserved in myself when I heard her say it. She said her baby was hairy. And look, she didn't feel any fear or stuff. She just feel like she's one of us. She said her baby was very hairy, hairy. And looked like a gorilla. I'm not lying. And this lady, you know, is up in age, more like I do. I don't know if I'm, you know, two or so years, but she's up in age as well. But we get along good. Right? So she was not afraid to say that. She's not too much up and up with what is going on out in the broad world out there. It doesn't seem so. Because to say that and don't feel, scared or restrained to say it in front of these other people, you know, who's different from her, I thought she would not have said that and spoke as freely as ever, because she was giving away something there that I think to myself, so you know what I mean? Now, I go off to like make use of this information that this lady was tame enough to say that. Now, you think she could be the only white person having children in our climate in the Western Hemisphere? And only she alone would have that experience? I don't think so. But her emphasis was genuine. And she said, she repeated it. She repeated like about twice. Or, you know, in making the illustration, she repeat certain part of it. Yeah, like the airy part. She said it like about at least two times that the baby was hairy and looked like this type of gorilla. Yeah, gorilla. She say her baby looked like a gorilla. You hear me? Yes, that's what she says. That is what she said. Her baby looked like a gorilla. Yeah? She said her baby looked like a gorilla. Yes. Looks like a gorilla. With emphasis, she's saying it. Now, you're out there, and when I'm talking these things, look, white people don't want anybody be talking this kind of stuff because now they have gained enough similarity and running the world, make up all kind of a foolishness, talking about Jesus and God. Those things are not true. But I wouldn't know it is not true if I had remained backward and not interested in anything to read and find out anything, because it's not anybody that tell me this thing. I read the World History textbook. And as a matter of fact, a white man gave me 2 World History textbooks. And how that happened? It happened because I was a chauffeur. I used to chauffeur these people as well to a daycare. And one day, you know, from us talking and talking good and everything, he brought me these 2 books. I gave one away to a friend of mine, and, you know, I have the next one. I'm telling you that the situation that we are under is one where the European squad, they have gotten ahead of us, because when they begin to interbreed with the Neanderthals species, they were well on their way to defeat the Sapien people. Because once they were, the first 100,000 years of our creation, they were interbreeding with the Sapien, right? And by the time 100,000 years went by, this was the first time that we interbreed up in Africa and did not go anywhere. But once we were turning into the next millennium, here they come. Here they come with their development from crossbreeding with the non-talking sapien, Neanderthals. This is what happened. So by now, their ancestors that go through that period of development is no longer around. They look like human beings. A lot of them. It's not all of these white people really look as good as any human being. It's not all of them. Past 100,000 years since they mingle with us, they do it for a reason. They do it. They follow us. And everywhere we go. Now, you look into the World History textbook, tell you that, you know, a culture is a culture of people who stay together. A small culture stay together. You don't mix with something else. And this is what happened. Once they realize that their disease has destroyed our cerebellum, once they found out, Africa being African kings and all that, kings them don't worth anything from their brain, was touched with this whole bunch of disease. But you see, they are not all that smart. Because up to now, they're using every disease that you hear we are having, like our internal organs and stuff like that, pancreas, and men's, I have to went through some surgical fixing of my pancreas and my necks. This other kind of a problem that we have. Yeah, everything that we are feeling today, it comes from these white people that continue, even in the industry, the medical industry. They continue to use their disease into medical things that they are giving to us to cure us. Listen, if we know the truth about these white people, they wouldn't be among us right now. They would not be among us right now because I want to read to you some of what I'm saying. Because pretty soon, I won't be able to tell you everything if I don't cool down and begin to tell you the portion of what I wanted to say. However, I needed to set that background to let you know, my friends, there are many of our African people are buried up into scripture and Bible and Jesus. There's no place in the Bible to prove that God begot a son. There's no place. But if you don't begin to read properly, you won't find out. You won't find out that no wise men follow a star, okay, and that Herod send out and kill babies like a year and a half or 2 year and a half, kill out all of these baby boys because he was searching for the baby Jesus. It's a lie. If you read Matthew 2, you will see what I'm saying. That all of these things that were not needed to bring the wise men to the baby, they wrote things in to say how God brought them to the baby. They didn't need Herod to get any direction for them. But yet still, the first time I'm reading in the Bible and see that, oh my God, what is this? God is making them follow the star. Why did they have to stop over Herodos to look for a direction to go to the baby? And these are the kind of stuff I'm reading and finding out in the Bible. Now, I never did see them in my earlier years reading the Bible because I believe everything. If you believe everything you read in the Bible, every Sunday you're reading the Psalms, this and that, you don't realize, you don't get to understand where your belief is coming from and what you are supporting. You have to be able to read without you already endorse the thing that you are reading. You're reading it over and over and over and you can't find out. But that was the reversal in my brain to keep me from believing the things I have affirmed long ago to be the truth. And I have never these things to see whether or not it's making sense. As soon as I begin to make sense of words, no way I'm not just accepting it because I already accept it and I am now affirming it. No, If you're reading an article about anything, independently, you should understand what you read without you form any opinion about it. You must read and know exactly what you're reading. And how are you going to know that there is confusion in what you say? They say something up on this line up here, so come down to this paragraph here, and they're saying something completely different. If you're not reading to understand what the issue is in the words you're reading, you're doomed. And that's what happened to our African people. We don't have any government in Africa, like a kingship government. We don't. Mandela was not a spiritually enlightened man. Mandela was blind. He can read and carry on and carry on. But if Mandela was able to read independently and don't believe those foolishness in the Bible that you went in believing it, because they don't read anything to you and make you understand it to be a Christian. They don't do that. They first preach to you about hell and heaven. And once they get you to believe in Satan and hell and heaven, God in the Bible, you're done. You are done. And you will never read prehistory about the gods who came here and what they have established in a kingship government. You don't know anything of that. That's what these homosexual white people are doing to us. That's right. But a lot of us, as far as I can see, not just a few, but a lot of our people among the millions of us have come to realize that something is wrong. And a lot of us is in measure that some of us realize, not in a substantial level of knowledge. And they are still suffering, unable to see things the way it is, because they're partially believing a lot of things still, and they discover something that they will put aside. But that is not going to take you out. You have to decide to read the Bible and see contradictions that you cannot rectify. Because if it is lying one place about something, it is lying other places that you don't discover yet. But if you continue to read and make sure that you're not believing and cloud your mind before, even the Bible is the right thing for you to realize you observe the words and what it says. And when you find out that here is in contradiction to up here, you must know it is time for you to let go of that. Stop believing and continue to read and make discoveries. But because we are in a family, everybody, you're Christian, oh my God, they just crowd you and overwhelm you with the believing in this Jesus that don't exist. Now, I did believe from I was a child of age 7, and it's when I was about age 60, I began to read, and I wouldn't start to find things out unless some provision in my brain tells me to be careful about how I am reading, you know, and that I am to be careful to understand the context of things that I am reading. And it is from that point on It drives in me a higher sense of consciousness when I'm reading anything. So if you're afraid to read and discover conflict and a whole lot of chaotic thinking, you have to have confidence in your knowledge of reading words and what words are saying. And if you find something wrong, you can't hold on to it. You must know that you're put in the scale and found wanting. Get away from what you see is not right. And if you can't do that, you're going to be a bugaboo all the day of your life going to church. And you can't get over church because you think church is right. Well, I begin to go over the globe now, reading the Bible and find out that the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, there are a few, just a few. I don't think that I see more than about four or so chapters in the entire Old Testament that make sense. And those places that make sense, those places that make sense in the Old Testament, the church do not teach you those things. They stay away from those chapters. Now, there is no prophecy in the Old Testament that I know to be that makes sense. All right, but as far as the drunkenness in the Old Testament, you can tell when it's talking all kind of nonsense. That may sound, if you are believing it and you're not reading to understand it, they are different from those chapters that are telling you are different. And the church does not teach them. They stay away from that. Now, the reason why they get away from that, why they get away from us believing those things, it is because our brain is damaged too badly that it is a problem that takes away our real critical thinking, where you are not biased in a way that you cannot be redeemed. But you have got to be able to be independent in yourself and don't think that, oh, you're going to blaspheme God and all that. I used to think so too, and be careful of blaspheming against God. But the God in the Bible is not a God at all. Because why would they say God is perfect and God is withdrawing a lot of things that he said he stands for? You just don't. But you see, they already make us think that we have to believe it, because if we turn against God, we're going to go to hell. That's not true. Those are not true things. That's not a fact. Just as how they write about Jesus that never existed. And they use the name of Jesus that we believe in to deepen the illness of our mind and the way our mind is to work. We talk about the pineal glands in behind our two high socket there that is supposed to teach us to have a definitive view. You see what I mean? Our pineal eye that reason and keep us in line with the Bible and Jesus. Jesus and God are two homosexual characters. Now, if you do not get adjusted to read and trust in the words that you're reading, you're not going to accept what I'm saying, because You have to go and think about what I'm saying and see if any changes begin to come up to you, because you can't believe in what somebody say, and you either become biased against what they say, or you're going to become neutral and search to find out if what I'm saying is true. Now, if God begot a son, and they call God a man in the Bible, and some places they are telling you God is a spirit, and they will worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth, how do they present that same God as a man? God is not a man. I mean, the way, the context in which the Bible put it. Now, our prehistory, Mesopotamian, go down in Egypt, India, and China. We don't get those type of a biblical things, and the Bible shows that we are under a kingship government. These Sodomites, white people, come and they strip us of the things that we have, because they get us to believe in the nonsense that they're talking about a God, and God is a man. Then they go back into other scripture and says God is a spirit. How do you get them to twine? You just do not. But once you are buried into that frame of mind and your mind is no longer sharp enough to see what you're reading, and for you to make a distinction here and question things, because you are judging things according to word, it's not according to sound. So this is what I'm trying to say here now, is that you have to become an individual thinker, and you learn to read, right? You probably, let's say, from high school to college and university, and you reading all these things, you have a good job, and you know, you have certain technical reading skills, but you go to school, you go to church where they're teaching you all kind of a frog filth and stuff like that, and you don't know that it's a lie. Like, you're reading all these things about the talking serpent. If you, with all that educational knowledge, don't see when you read about God and his son, and that he begot the son, where in the Bible does it show you how God begot the son, and when, and where, and how? Is a man character with another man character? Jesus, they said, never married. He come from glory and come and be put into Mary's womb and you know, was not impregnated by a man. So they put all these, you know, dumb, stinking stuff you're reading in the Bible. Never have you seen anything like that. And they put in the Bible and claim, you know, your belief can carry any kind of foolishness you believe to believe in. Now, you will never get overloaded with any nonsense as long as you're just believing it. And you can't read anywhere it come from. No, because you believe in the God beyond the blue sky. Just that. And who is that God beyond the blue sky? He's a man that begot a son. Right? And you will have to believe in that God. And you don't really have anything in the way, like when you read anything and you go to work, or if you're a lawyer and stuff like that, you stick to the words then. So why the words of the Bible is not treated that way? Oh no, these white people who give us their disease and continue to give it to us, and everything that we consume, they are killing us with it. And we don't know that, because we get adjusted to them.
and we don't read and find out. They're not supposed to follow us around and take over what we have and talk about AD and Adamani. They use these so-called thing that they call law, and it's no law whatsoever, and they take it all over from us. But I tell you, I have found out that in my reading, I am bringing some of these things on the internet, and there is nobody at all to contradict what I'm saying. America don't have a government, because if they have government, they would have to be the one that bring civilization on earth, and they do not. We don't. Who bring us the day of the week and decide that 7 days a week? Who? Who did it? It's not them. It's not these white sodomites who just cannot have sex with penis and vagina. They are not human beings, but they in how many ways they bring themselves, shaping themselves like they are. They behave like, you know, they are those of them that represent honesty and uprightness. None of them. None of them represent that. But they know how to, like, apportion their groups and different things. You see, they call, like, homo, PLG or whatever them call them, sodomite self. They want to go into school, take over school and all of these banking and everything from us. With their AD and Adamani that not even, you know, not even full filth is bad like that, like what they're doing. They want to shut down our minds, and they do anything they want to do with us, and because we will never talk about the history that command life, civilized life. If you begin to mark that with them, they will have to run from you. If you know enough, they will run away from you. Because none of them can prove that they are human beings. And in order for them to strive, they got to dumb us down to where we will not ask any question about our history and about their history. We will not do that. Why? Because we are dumbed down and our body and mind is gone down the drain. All right, let's see if I can find something here in addition to what I'm saying. I must remind all of you to not forget civilization as is known today. So think about that. I'll be right back. I must remind all of you to not forget, civilization is known today. Did I have it right? I must remind all of you to not forget, civilization, to not forget. Let's see here. Do not forget Yes. To not forget what civilization is known today for. Yes. Don't forget what it is for. Did not begin
in the Pope's Holy Bible. He did not. In Genesis 1, called the Holy Bible, Old Testament scripture, contains few authentic chapters, according to me. Right? I am saying what is in the Bible. That's what I see it to be. And if my reading is faulty, well, somebody would have to, like, prove that. All right? But so many millions of people believe what is in the Bible and never get a chance to read it with a sober mind and see exactly what is said in there. It's certain that the New Testament has no civilized book with wholesome knowledge. And my friend, if you have a problem with what I am saying, give me a chance to face your illuminated mind as to what these words says. I'll stand up to that, you know, because I don't have any fear to be corrected by someone who knows better than me. And there you go. Now, thesis. The only way to identify civilized information is to read pure priestic record. Sumerian in Mesopotamia. From Sumerian to Mesopotamia. You are not to be shocked when you realize who is ruling the powers of the earth ecosystem. It is the gods that came here to earth. And it's not far-fetched for one to understand the gods that came to earth, that brought civilization and established the calendar on the basis of the solar, the sun. Okay? They are the ones who did it. Came down, touched down at the Persian Gulf and set up the Eridu city that in on around Saddam, Iraq, okay, and Mesopotamia. Now, what is an interesting fact about Enlil? Enlil is commander of the gods, the Anunnakis that came to Earth. And look, it's no need to be indifferent about this because it is there for people to see. All these old bunch of other books that people have out there and Maccabee and all kind of things. You have to look and see if any book you're reading coincide with what we know to be the civilization of the gods and they who created human beings. That these white people who come and mix up all kind of things and corrode our mind until our mind is so destroyed. Things that we are to eat to make our body healthy, they use all kind of a disease, and we have what it takes to prove it today. Researchers and researchers from 1492, we have all these reports of what these white people do. Why are we trusting in them? Come on. Now, in the mission of the gods on earth. It's quite a while ago, a few thousand years ago. But they've been here, and the record is so plenty about what they have done on this planet. And the history book itself, not even the world history textbook, has the government that is civilized, that is African, not Europe. Europe is never a civilized country. No civilized human being take over and is named after Europe. None whatsoever. And all of these people you see here, like in America, talk about the running government and all that kind of stuff. It's falsehood. And the what causes them to be in this position, we don't know. But if we were reading our history, we would know. We're not reading our history because they scatter all of their diseases in our brain and in our body. All of our ailment that we are feeling all the time. They're doing it. Now, they just talk about a new disease in one of these locations in America here. I forget which one of them. I think is a school where this disease break out. It's from these white people. Where you think these diseases just jump out and come out like that? It is them doing it. But we are afraid of them because they like to kill. Well, look, if you were studying and know what you must talk about, talk about things that slay them when they hear it. That's what we're supposed to do. No, but we're forcing up into this church and that church and all this kind of stuff and turning homosexuals and all this kind of stuff. That's what is going on with the African people. Begin to read and let the word of truth deal with our inner core and lead us the right way. Now, so I understand Enki and his role on earth and during the time that they created mankind. Enlil was one of the supreme deities of the Mesopotamian pantheon. He decreed the fates, as command could not be altered. His command could not be altered. And he was the god who granted kingship. Do you know what kingship is? It is what bring the knowledge of civilization on the earth. When they came here, mankind was not created. They created mankind later. And what happened before they came to earth, it is the hominid primates that left Africa 1.5 million years ago. It is after that, it is after they went up into Europe, the gods came. For 45,000 years ago. And that's what bring up our world population to where it's at. Things that have gone corrupt and totally chaos on the planet Earth over the last 2,000 years or so. And now we don't hardly have anybody willing to come forth as African and begin to teach people of the history that belong to us and to get us out of this kind of a evil frequency that these sodomites are here spreading fucking ass all on this, the sapient species. We need to like cut that out. AD Anno Domini, Christmas and Easter is not for African people. Just know that.
okay? And you can go on and think that money in your pocket and nice houses and cars and stuff like that, that's all there is. Well, you're going to find out calamity is going to come in and just destroy you and everything you have. Okay? I am glad that I become accepting of the truth of history. And nobody, I'm not going to mix up with nobody talking nonsense. Is temple, Iker, Enlil, right? The Iker, the mountain house was located in the city of Nippur. Nippur is out there for you to find it. N-I-P-P-U-R. Right? Go look for it and find it. Because when you're reading the Bible, and scarcely you can find any word that they are talking about in the Bible out there in common history. A whole bunch of things that they write in the Bible, they are drafting things that are written in a civil format and go turn it into something else. These white jackasses out there, they are faggots. This is Trump, Biden, and all of these people. They are marrying. You think that 1,000 years ago, you think these white people were dressing up in jacket and tie and stuff like that? They were not. You could see them dressed up into some other ghost-like looking creatures. But the civilization is moving along and things are changing, you know, and they make it seem like they are asserting power. They are asserting power, right? And they're bringing with Jesus and things like that. And the people who are reading and understand know that, you know, it's a whole bunch of nonsense that they are doing. But they come in with AD and a Domini. And Jesus, date of birth, you know, 25th of December. And we like to praise and rejoice when it's Christmas time and Easter time and Halloween and all these kind of things. These are uncivilized things, my friend. And it's up to us to discern things. Read and make sure you're reading real things apart from these white people taking you into, you know, all these little churches and stuff that they set up. Now, that is just to draw people on the outskirts in, for them to get support out of our energy, you see. That's right. But these people have a lot of evil things in the dark places. We want to get out of that, you know? And if we are to get our gods to come in and sever them out of our company, we cannot go there and talk about we believe in Jesus. And Jesus is the Son of God. We would have to get out of that. Otherwise, we get no help from the gods who have given us the way to live. And we are not living by it. So I tell you, the way of life is something that these white people are taking and using it against us. Because they were here in South Africa 3.5 million years, and they couldn't do anything besides make stone tools. And we know it by reading when the time when we began to do a lot of the clever things that the gods bless us to do. And these folks, since they are talking and learning certain things from our civilization, they come, and all they were doing was stealing the things that we were creating. Okay? So, like, come on, right down to, like, 1200 BC, right? When all these things began to happen, and we have what is called the, going to tell you what I mean to tell you. Yes. In the end of the Neolithic Age, between 4000 and 3000 BC, new development began to affect the Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked a new level of human control, you know, not these sodomite hominid monkeys, over the environment and its resources. And it goes on to tell you, when in the river valley, Mesopotamia, Egypt, and China, there was a new where this one began here. It says, as their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies and to build walled cities. Why you think they were building walled cities? It's because of the sodomite that was following us from Africa, come to the Western Hemisphere. That's what was going on. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, I wanted to tell you about 1200 BC, right? Yes, by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys, of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. These would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. This book is not telling us anything about these sodomites of Europe. Okay, and it is because of their disease why they are able to twist our mind to be following what they are saying. Now, see here, the emergence of civilization in general, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings, not monkeys, early human beings from formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. As human societies grew and became more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization came into being. My friends, that is telling you exactly. Now, there are more to say because it tells you about the rise of city. It's not talking about them. It's not talking about white people. No, it's not. It talks about growth of government. What government is talking about? It's not AD Anno Domini. It's not talking about their kind of a calendar on what they are doing. No. But sooner or later, they use so much of their disease, and disease in the kind of product that they take over and begin to market us. Okay? We have lost control of our own self. This is what is happening. And they take over everything that the gods taught us to make, and we make them, and then they come and use their disease and suck it to our brain, and here we are. We used to enjoy everything that the Lord gave unto us, but no longer, because we lay careless and go astray, and we get all our brain gone, and our body is stricken with all kind of things doing us from day to day, week to week, month to month, and year to year. Now, so we have the city raised up now. You're talking about things since 4,000 years. B.C. B.C.E. All right? It has nothing to do with them, you know. But why it has anything to do with them now? It is because our brain is gone. The role of religion. And it tells you that the kings rule and queen. Now, my friends, it comes down to a new social order. That is, after 4,000 years, come on down to, you know, 1200 BC until it wind out where these sodomites take control by destroying our brain, and our body is no more, you know, it's riddled with all of the disease, and they don't hide it. They don't hide it, but we don't have enough sense to tell them that, look, we don't want you here. And that's all it would have taken. We can't drive them out. They are now talking about they're driving us out. Did you hear that? What Trump is saying? Yeah. We allow evil to strive in a way that they begin to, like, kick us like old cans. You see? And look at Trump. The man has so much demons inside of him. And we are looking to him to give us daily bread. Listen. He tells you. This is what I'm trying to tell you. We are under the time of a new social structure, and we are doing nothing with it. We are allowing these people. But here we as ethnic people, the Chinese, the Indian, and they are the civilized people that rise up in Mesopotamia, right? Egypt, India, and China. Where are they? We are all stricken with their bad blood. And we are now in an era, a new social order. And there's much in writing in this world history textbook where we are the ones that build up the urban civilization. We are the ones who did it. And we are not about to make it happen. Okay. Now, my friends, I tell you that, and let me finish read this. We're talking about Enlil that has built up this world to what we have it here today. And we are allowing these faggot homosexuals to use a Bible where Jesus has nothing to do with civilization. No Jesus exists. No God of the Bible exists. Right? And heaven and earth stand still. And where we are today, when they came on earth and decide to establish civilization of people and things, the monkeys, they were here before, they didn't do that. But they get our blood, and this is where we are. Now, Enlil was one of the supreme deities of the Mesopotamian pantheon. He decreed the fates of things, of people, and what happened. He will come into the mix now. He is still responsible for what's going on earth. His command could not be altered. And he was the God who granted kingship for us, the civilized people. His temple, Iker, the mountain house, was located in the city of Nippur, the religious center of Mesopotamia, up until the second millennium BC, up into the last millennium BC. What happened? The last millennium. What happened? These Sodomites begin to take charge, and we allow them to take charge. Enlil was one of the supreme deities of the Mesopotamian pantheon. He decreed the fates. His command could not be altered. And he was the god who granted kingship. His temple, the Iker, the mountain house, was located in the city of Nippur, the religious center of Mesopotamia, up until the second millennium BCE. His temple was the most important temple in all of Mesopotamia. All right? Last paragraph. The Anunnaki Elohim are from a well-developed civilization with a government called kingship, right? So the Anunnaki Elohim are from a well-developed civilization with a government called kingship. There came an atmospheric problem. They had need to find gold. They also have political trouble at the time to resolve when two rivals oppose each other up on their planet Nibiru. All right, my friends, enough of that so much that I tell you. Now, there is another spot here over here I want to read to you. See how much you can get out of this. I want to tell you where you can get some education to consolidate your thinking and to keep you in line. Listen to this. And this I have to do with the gods them in their time on Earth. Earth's International Research Society become our newest member, Michael Tallinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origin and rewrite our history books. Now, we're not doing any of that. Africa doesn't have one of their sub-government over there to lead kingship. You imagine that? And nobody is at the root of it but these white people. They're not humans, but they are convincing us that they are humans. That's what they're doing. But nobody is going to know the truth. It's going to yield to them. But too many of us are lost already. Now, my friends, all of my energy is to tell you that you have the power to control your destiny. And this is what I have to encourage you. And this I have just written to you. Now, here is this other portion. This has to do, these white people are doing to us. And here are researchers and publishers that tells us what they have done to help us understand and to redeem us from this stricken evil that we are under, right? Now, in addition to the deadly impact of disease, as I've been talking to you about, and genocide, Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed, located, dispersed, concentrated, or forced to migrate at least once after contact with Europeans or Americans. And he has observed that the forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of Mississippi. It means we are not under control of ourselves from either Africa or the Western world, but these sodomites have taken control of the African people. That they can, in America, is moving 100,000 of us indigenous people. We are the first people to be here, but they come and doing these kind of stuff to us. And we are under them from their disease 100,000 years. So it goes on to say, people, they have over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of Mississippi River during the first half of the 19th century directly resulted in significant loss of life. Moreover, such removal and relocations destroy the indigenous people's way of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches. It's not, church don't belong to us. We don't make up no church. Okay? We come from Africa to the Western world. We don't make up church because church is not a part of our culture. Efforts by churches and governments is not our government is talking about. We're talking about these white people who adopt our system. the often deliberate destructions of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food purposes, the near extinction of the buffalo, widespread starvation, malnutrition. It's not, yes, it is starvation and malnutrition. The deliberate effects of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization, and despair. And it goes on with more. But my friends, that's what I have to tell you. And it's really up to you in your thinking. Nobody is going to hold you and get you to believe in what they are thinking. And if you are a reader, you don't make anybody else tell you the way of life you are to follow. It's up to you. And if you want help with anybody to help you, you must know who to listen to. If you can't teach yourself, you're going to have to depend on somebody. And who is that somebody? It still lies in your hands to know who you think can help you. I want to thank you for tuning in today. And this is a great fortune for me to be here today and to tell you a few things. And I'm telling you to the best I know. And I want you to take care of yourself. What I'm saying, I'm not preaching to you to believe in what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is in my hand to do what I want to do. When I tell it to you, it has to be like the case in me that I continue to read and find way of life, the way of life that I am to live. And that's what I am bringing to you. You must know kind of a knowledge you are using to develop yourself. Don't make anybody else control you. If you can't read well enough, I say, and you need help from constructive people who don't want nothing from you but to just tell you the truth. Take good care of yourself. And I'm going to come to a close right now and be again as much as possible. We're going to come back and have more of this talk again, okay? Hey, I am going to Publix. I'll be right back to fix your dinner. Okay. Yes. All right. So let's go off with a few tunes here and see.
He done. See. So
that's cool. That's cool.